Oh, yes.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we were at a party last night that had, or yesterday afternoon, evening, that had quite the spread.
Oh, yeah.
Quite the spread.
Dear God.
There was brisket and turkeys that were smoked and brined and injected and smoked and cooked and sausage stuffing and funky blue cheeses.
And you handed that to me and I ate it.
A lot of potatoes, like au gratin and corn and cranberries and gravy. And
what
it was
party
Friendsgiving.
Was this?
Steve Huber.
Oh.
Oh, no, Steve. Oh.
Mike, were you at the party?
Steve, the bed.
No, he was in Wisconsin.
No, okay.
I was not.
All right. Oh,
but
Huber.
But you got an invitation.
I did not.
Oh.
Oh, wow, Steve, you botched it. Did you? It was a Facebook invite. Did you get it?
I only have a fan page.
Ah, maybe that's because that's all it was through, was a Facebook invite. Mm-hmm. Son of a bee.
It was surrounded by kids. You were all right.
And it was briskets and it was chickens and everything was slathered in pork.
Brisket.
Bacon on everything in the water.
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
There were Nazi sympathizers there.
That's
a lot of
all
right.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You... You up.
And we're thinking about having our own Justin Scott and Spiegel disgusting Thanksgiving dinner in here.
Well, I was going to ask you last. I put some blue cheese on a cracker without you knowing it, and just
handed
shoved
it, to
it
me.
Into your face, and it was a big hunk of blue cheese that was blue.
It was
and
it blues the ocean.
Oh God! And you ate it and.
What's
was
the first
there
thing
anything
I said
else there
to
you? That you were like, is that blue cheese? You're like,
The minute I put that in my mouth, I look at you, I'm like, is this blue cheese? You're like, yep, yes it is. And everyone cheers and laughs. Funny. And Justin's got some gross old man toe stench in his mouth. Everyone loved it except me.
But was there anything else there that you found disgusting? I was, I'm okay with pretty much anything.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been joked about as a kid. Scott's like a goat. He'll eat anything. I mean, he'll chew on a tin can and swallow it if he has enough time to do it. I wasn't the hugest fan of that corn casserole.
I love corn casserole.
It's so goopy.
Yeah, I love the goop and the sweetness.
Oh,
pop of the corn.
I didn't get any pop. I just got a lot of goop.
Pop of the corn to you.
Pop of the corn to you. It was a little too goopy for me. But yeah, man, I'm having trouble finding anything at that gathering that Josh wasn't invited to that I didn't care for. Yeah, I mean, Josh, I'd love to ask your opinion, but you didn't get a single bite of food as you sat there in solitary loneliness in a house.
Hey, what did you do last night?
Me?
I can tell you what he didn't do. Go to Steve's.
I ordered a food delivery.
Yeah, my man. So you're going to have family, friends, and loved ones over at your house on Thursday. Just a bunch of kids breaking your furniture,
that's
shattering
right.
your Murrows.
This Murrow's mine now.
Yeah, maybe before Thursday, we'll recount all the mishaps that have happened over Thanksgiving in the Spiegel household.
How do you break a stair? Like a stair, like I get it. If you're like some 600-pound slop hog, this is us in it down the steps.
Yeah.
But
hey,
it's a small child.
Yeah, 15-pound toddler.
A 15-pound kid.
Okay.
And what's the least favorite thing that you see on the table? You're like, oh, God, not that. Why do you even put that out there?
Probably some sort of, what's that orange stuff? Not yams. Not sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Turnips?
Yeah, maybe they're turnips.
I love turnips.
There's something disgusting.
My mom used to make turnips, and they were...
Any vegetables, really. I hate vegetables.
My goal is to have a vegetable-free Thanksgiving. Just nothing but carbohydrates and meat. I've gone on record many times as saying mine is the green bean almondine. Or as I like to call it, Satan's vomit.
Oh.
I'm also not a fan of the canned cranberry jelly spiral.
Some goop.
Yeah, when the thing just sort of falls out of the can.
You like the actual berry?
I like someone, if you make like cranberry sauce, actual cranberry sauce, I'll get in that ass. I'll eat it all day.
Because I love the canned.
When you can
love
see the
slicing
shape.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's still got the ridges
that.
From the
I
can.
Love that.
You can read the expiration date on the can. No, I don't want any of that. Oh, gross.
Well, the thing, so we're going to do, when are we doing this, Mike, our disgusting Thanksgiving dinner?
This Wednesday.
Yeah.
So 2 days from now. Because I stopped at Growl's because we were talking about how there was one dish that was made from a family of an ex of mine back in the day. And I don't know if it's a regional thing, but help with the listeners help figured out it was called Watergate salad, which is much like an ambrosia salad, which whatever these kind of weird salads are, a Watergate salad that has like pistachio pudding and pineapples and pistachios and whipped cream. And they have it at Growl's. And I bought a container of it, and I brought it yesterday.
Damn it, we didn't eat it.
And I forgot it was in the fridge. And it's Steve, if you're listening or anything, there's a big container of Watergate salad sitting in your fridge. And apparently, it's amazing. I don't remember it being amazing, but apparently it's phenomenal.
John G., I agree with you. People checking in on Twitter. And we'll ask you a little later on the show. Disgusting dinner dishes at. And someone makes it every year. Grandma's walnut onion loaf. I don't want that. When you see someone's, you know,
well,
rye.
The fruit cake, right? The fruit cake,
the fruit
is,
cake
like,
is the number one seed. Yes. It's so gross.
I hate the broccoli casserole.
I love broccoli casserole.
The like hot. Oh, it's just, it brings out all the worst flavors in broccoli to me.
The farty flavors?
Yeah. Just sour, nasty. Oh,
I do enjoy broccoli casserole. Yeah. I love it. So would that be yours? Because we can bring in the thing that you'd like hate. It doesn't mean the rest of us aren't going
to
love it.
Yeah, but that means somebody's going to have to make broccoli casserole.
You're going to go buy it. You're going to go to Grawls. I hate green bean almond dean, Scott. You love it. It's the difficult. You're going to be the hard one.
I love the green beans and the almonds. It's such a great combo.
It's going to be hard to get one for you because, as you said, you'll damn near eat anything. I mean,
eat
broccoli salad. You'll eat green bean almond bean. It's going to be difficult. There's nothing that you look at and you turn your nose
up. Well, I'm going to bring the Watergate salad. Maybe I'll hate it. We'll see. I didn't even taste it.
Okay. We have Josh's. We have mine. Be sure to check in at JSS98Rock. Give us some other ideas. Doesn't mean we can't have a multitude of dishes for a JSS disgusting Thanksgiving dinner Wednesday.
Does everyone here like the sauerkraut that seems to be in Maryland?
Hell yeah, dude. They had it yesterday. Like they had it at Steve's amazing party that we went to. Laura said that at her house.
On through November 26th with the lowest prices.
I don't like sauerkraut.
She said that at her family thing, and I said it that when I go to my Sandy's family thing, they have a huge crock pot. It's just sauerkraut and pork in there. Ooh. And I was, it was so good. The pork had like the nice sweet and like meatiness to it. The sauerkraut had that tartness. Oh man.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, bring it in. You want to see someone get sick into a trash can? Bring in that sauerkraut and watch me throw it through my tear ducts.
The odor that emits as that cooks.
Oh God.
It's great.
I love sauerkraut.
Oh yeah. Kraut's on. God, so foul. What Thanksgiving dish do you find most awful? We're having our first annual, but probably never will happen again, JSS Disgusting Thanksgiving Dinner on Wednesday, and we got some responses. Some were strange, some I never heard of. Some it wasn't the dish, it was the person cooking it. Jason says, any dish that my wife's aunt makes, she sheds, and I don't trust her.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by shed?
Old person skin up in that food or something?
Oh, God. Oh, there's a chunk of elbow meat in my macaroni. Or is she like a Shar Pei? A lot of people echoing bad stuffing, too.
Yeah, I pretty much will eat anything. It's just because I like to eat and I'm fat. But when they do the sweet potato with the marshmallows, that's too much for me. That's too much. I can't do that.
It's too much. It's too sweet.
It's too
gross.
Too sweet.
Way too sweet.
Decadent.
Oh, Christy, if you were in here, I'd give you a prize.
Which one? What is it?
At who the F underscore K Lane, my grandmother on my mother's side would make this atrocity. Have you ever seen the Jell-O mold with shredded carrots in it?
No.
It's something an insane old person makes when they accidentally put cat food in the stuffing. Grandma Bednar would make these. She'd make Jell-O mold. She'd mold anything. Meats and gravies and stuffings and human thigh beef. She would make a clear, yellow, flavorless Jell-O with shredded carrot in it. And it was disgusting.
Yeah, there was another one that I saw on a list. It's called Tomato Aspic.
Oh.
A-S-P-I-C. And it's a Jell-O mold, but it's like a tomato-flavored Jell-O mold with olives and hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
the worst thing on earth.
Yeah, I could not be less interested in that. More people checking in, too. The big one is the canned cranberry sauce. Countless people are checking in. Nothing should hold the shape of a container in it like cranberry sauce. Cannot stand cranberry sauce. Dave Kidder, cranberry sauce. Drew Irvin, this right here with a picture of the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
But there's other people that love it that are responding to it that said they echo Josh's sentiment. They like to slice off the hockey pucks of the canned cranberry.
Somebody says oyster stuffing.
Oh, I love oyster stuffing. Mike, you ever had oyster stuffing, Michael?
I'd never heard of it. Yeah, I saw a few people texted that in. I'd never even heard of it before.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, and I'm not so sure if I've had it.
It is not bad. It's salty. Oh, hell is it salty. Green bean casserole. A lot of people hate that.
Sweet and sour. We talked about this. Sweet and sour pork loin with sauerkraut. That's amazing.
Someone said,
I love it.
Kyle in Maine, they boil onions, and instead of sweet potatoes, they eat mashed squash.
I love squash. Love squash.
That's Josh's. When he was thinking of the yellow dish that he doesn't like. Or no, it's turnips. That's right.
Love turnips, too.
How turned up could a turned up turnip get if a turned up turnip turned up?
Like, make turnips every year. I'm pretty sure she did it just for me. Everybody ate them, but like that was like my favorite.
Cream corn.
Got no problem with that. Mix the cream corn with some mashed potatoes. That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. Get them taters.
Are you dying over there?
Yeah. What is happening?
Somebody get him a cup of water.
I got a cup right here. And you're just like...
Take a sip, for God's sake.
I am. I'm trying.
I was trying to just forge through it.
Thank you. And no, it's really hard when I'm like coughing a lung up. I can't get like over a cold these days. Oh. I just have a thing.
Do you have a weak immune system?
Yeah, I've made a joke for years. That's true. 200 years ago, I just wouldn't survive the winter.
Sounds like you have like a dry spot in your throat. That's the worst.
Yeah, you should have me lubricate it.
Oh, God. Ever since Josh and I stopped seeing each other, this one part of me right here has been real arid.
What about stewed tomatoes?
Oh God, no.
I love stewed tomatoes.
Unless it's being made into sauce, or as the Italians call it, gravy, I don't want anything to do with a stewed tomato. Because stewed tomatoes will still have like the skin and the husk where the vine grew from.
Mm.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Marshmallow sweet potatoes should only be served in hell.
Yeah, too much. I hate those.
I love them.
You like the with the marshmallow?
You gotta mix them in with the regular mashed potatoes and the turkey and gravy.
If you're cutting it, you gotta cut it. It's too otherwise too strong.
Dave, what say you? Sykesville, 410-338-1098. What do you hate?
Three bean salad. Whose idea was to put cream of mushroom soup? It's just nasty.
Oh no, I'm with you.
The green bean casserole.
That stuff sucks.
With the fried crunchy onions on top, I got no problem with it.
Oh, I eat every day. Man, you are a chainsaw, man. There's nothing that crosses those lips that you spit back out. And sauerkraut's got to be in here. Yeah. Yeah, Flacco Machado, I'm not choosing to cough, asshat. It's my body reacting to the weak genes that I was cursed with, courtesy of the Schlegel-Bednar Union so many genes ago, years ago. It's out of me
we're
now.
We're getting a lot of those, like the salads, like the ambrosia salad. Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
That contains some sort of like sour cream, Cool Whip, Jell-O, and then canned fruits. A Jell-O salad. There's orange, there's red, there's green. I'm going to bring in the Watergate salad, which is pistachio-flavored, some sort of weird salad.
There's always got to be that one sickly, weak immune systemed member at the dining room table. I'm usually it. And they can't have this, they can't have that. Peanut allergy. They're vegetarian, they're vegan, they only eat raw. I will probably be procuring us a tofurkey. If you've ever seen a tofurkey,
tofu turkey.
It exists in defiance of God's will itself. It is disgusting looking. Boiled carrots. Yes, just straight boiled carrots suck. Thank you, Wolfgang Kirby. A dog won't eat a boiled carrot.
And why is it that, like, you watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and, like, 90 to 80% of the recipes start with, like, boiling carrots, celery... What's the other big one?
There's a name to that, though.
Mirepoix?
Mirepoix. Damn, good on you, Scott. Mirepoix. It's like the base of so many different dishes. Yeah. I don't think you just eat that. That's usually added to like a soup or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like the base. But I'm like, that seems like a weird, like awful base to start with. But
yeah.
What do I
know? I mean, I enjoy a good coleslaw, but if you buy that cheap, low-rent coleslaw that's all like shredded onions with just a few pieces of carrot in there for color,
What are you thinking with so many different great slaws to choose from? So we're going to have tofurkey. We're going to have ambrosia salad. We're going to have Watergate salad. We're going to have green bean almondine. Collard greens? You shut your mouth, Shutters. I'll eat collard greens until I black out.
But if they're bad collard greens.
Ooh, yeah. But yeah, stinky collard greens. Ricardo says chitlins. I don't even know, honestly, what a chitlin is.
It's intestines, right?
Is that what a chitlin is?
I thought it was intestines.
What is chitlin? Yeah, it's made from the small intestines of a pig. I don't know. I heard good things about fried chitlins with a little hot sauce on there. I'd eat chitlins. I'm looking at pictures of chitlins. I'd eat the hell out of a chitlin. Oh, yeah, they look good. All right, so Wednesday, get ready for it. It's going to be the Justin, Scott, and Spiegel Disgusting Thanksgiving Dinner. Gag alongside us.